Welcome to Cheese and Crackers, a cheesy snack for a hungry mind.
Okay, today is the first episode of Cheese and Crackers with Thalia and
Nikki.
And the premise of this episode is, do you believe in God? And Nikki, what are your thoughts on that question?
All right, this is very juicy, but I feel like no. But there's a lot of times where I think that it wouldn't hurt to believe in something. Because, you know, you're just living a life, you know, it doesn't hurt, but also I don't think there's really any evidence to believe in, like, and a lot of people think God is just like some man and stuff, and I just don't understand how that could be possible. And if God was real, I think that it or he or they would make it more obvious. And I just feel like there's not enough evidence. And why do bad things happen so much and everything like that if God actually existed? And there would be more proof. How about you, Thalia? What do you think?
I never really understood what people meant when they're like, I believe in God or whatever, like growing up in the church, like I was just like, is this like a play or something? Like what are these stories they're telling me? Like the priest, because when it's kind of just like put, like handed to you as a child with like no experience or meaning leading to that, it just like seems like fake, or I don't even know, not fake, it just doesn't make sense. So it kind of drew me away from it. But now I believe in God now, but not in a religious sense. It's just like, God is like everything, just like life itself, everything is one, but not like one specific entity. I don't believe in like all those stories, like the Bible and stuff. Like I don't, like some of them happen, but like I don't take it as like, oh, guide to live or something. Yeah.
Going back to what you said, I just think it's, I guess, stupid and not fair when like literal children are being set with these like rules to live by and stuff, and they don't even have like opinions to form on anything. They just believe what they're told, and then a lot of them grow up without thinking for themselves, and they're just like, I don't know. I think if you, like, once you get old enough to a certain age that you can decide if you want to believe in God or not, but just being put on that when you're young, I think is bad.
First to go to church and stuff with no explanation turned me off to it. Like being forced to go to church. And I was just like, what is this?
Yeah.
But like, cause I don't like the religion aspect of it for myself personally. Cause I'm just not one to like follow. If somebody tells me to believe something, then I don't believe it. I want to figure it out for myself. So it's like, just religion isn't something for me. And then that made me like not believe in God for a while. But like, God just means something else to me now.
Especially with all the rules behind it. And it's like, you can't sin by doing this and this and this and this. It's like, how a lot of people, that pushes a lot of people
it's
away,
like,
because
specific and arbitrary.
Yeah,
because like certain specific things like make it bad, but not like not in this little tweaked way. And it's like, who set those rules? Like,
exactly,
somebody 3,000 years ago. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
No, not at all. And that's not, like, there's different like levels, I guess, of people who are Christian. Like, some can say, this is just a whole different topic, but like gay people, I guess, like some Christians are like, no, like you're going to hell, that's a complete sin. And then some Christians are like, no, God loves you no matter what.
And they're like, reading from this, everyone interprets the same book differently, and it's just like, if the religion is arbitrary, then like what's the point of it?
So,
but I mean, the people that are saying like one thing or another could just be interpreting it wrong, but like, I don't get why there's like rules. Like, that's just constricting. Like, shouldn't you just live with your own like morals and stuff? Like, you shouldn't have to have certain morals. I guess somebody needs to like tell you what is wrong or right, but like, I don't know, to an extent it's just like,
I agree,
unnatural.
Chandler, are you religious, and if so, what is your religion and how do you describe it?
Yes, I am religious. I'm actually Christian, but off branch of Christianity. I am a Roman Catholic, but I happen to go to church every Sunday, to a Methodist church, which the only thing different from a Methodist and Roman Catholic, that is a well-known and very easy to point out is the Pope and different saints, which the Methodists do not have. And also they do have different prayers and studies which they do within the church on each Sunday. As to the Catholics, we always get on our knees twice every sermon and we'll say prayers. As to which in the Methodist, we all will just stay in our seats and the priest will give us prayers which we will say together aloud.
Did you grow up religious or did you have an experience that brought you to religion?
I grew up actually religious. My grandmother took me to church every Sunday since I was 4 until about 9, and within the period about 9 years old to 15, I didn't go to church, but I would sit home and pray every night. As to now, since I can drive, I go out every Sunday and go to church.
Why didn't you go to church again on that time period?
Within that time period, my grandmother and my family just didn't talk anymore, and my mother and father don't go to church.
They're not religious.
No, they are. They don't go to church.
Thank you. Miss R, do you believe in God?
I do believe in God. I don't know if I can pinpoint like that people think they know exactly what God is, but I've seen that presence in my life and in other people's lives before, and do believe that a God exists of some sort. Yes.
How have you seen the presence?
I've seen things happen that are probably like things that are impossible that couldn't have been happening without some kind of intervention.
Unable to explain logically.
So for one of them, for instance, is like very strange. We had a very good friend who was a bishop, and he was in Haiti, and they were having all these uprisings, and he saw like almost every one of his fellow priests killed. And they were trying to get them out of there, trying to get him out of there too. But literally, when he would answer the door when somebody was coming to attack where they lived, the people would like kneel down and they'd leave. Like he just had this presence, right? He just was, so he used to tell us those stories. And then one time, my husband was in the hospital. We thought he was going to die, and this bishop, the only person that came, like we tried to contact so many people because we thought he needed the last rites. And for some weird fluke, he overheard the conversation while he was visiting this church nearby and darted into the car because he knew us and came down to the hospital. We didn't know he was there or anything like that. So first I'm in the emergency room with my husband, and these nurses, everybody comes charging in and they're going, "The Pope is here, the Pope is here." So he walks through these doors, you know how the doors just open? But there was this glow around him. And he came in and he whispered something into my husband's ear, and my husband came out of his coma.
That's insane.
No way.
Yes way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, and there's every religion, everybody has a God, but it's not, you know, like we don't know exactly what it is or how it is, you know, or is it, you know, so, but I do believe there's.
Okay. Nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Zeiser, do you believe in God?
What is God?
What are your thoughts on what you believe in? Like, do you believe in a higher power?
I don't believe there's any one governing entity.
Do you, like, practice anything?
Surfing. Sand sculpting. Painting, drawing, philosophy, psychology, sociology, science, math. I don't like math, but I use it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty versatile. Like I can build stuff. Yeah. I can tear stuff apart. So but is that with the help of some God? I don't think so. Why are we here?
I don't know. I think that's why religion is formed, because the absence of that answer just makes us like have no purpose almost. So like people just invent that answer.
So they go to church to find a purpose?
I guess.
Is that to worship a god? I mean, do you need to be in a physical structure to believe in something?
I don't think so.
So it's a crutch.
Yeah.
That wouldn't sound good to somebody who's super religious.
Right.
That doesn't mean that whoever's saying that is an atheist.
So are you an atheist? Or?
Like I said, I don't believe in any one entity. I mean, I believe in a spiritual world, but that you can find within. You don't need to have somebody telling you what to think or what to believe in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Mr. Mariotti, do you believe in God?
So, short answer, yes. In the public discourse, though, and in a two-minute snippet, what I'll offer and what I talk about is I think that's a really private matter, right? And it's also can be an inflammatory type of thing. So I think that's something that is personal between people's families, not politely shared. So I apologize if I'm kind of vague, but what I'll offer, again, I do think it's a private thing. I have my own private faith that I don't always necessarily share. But what I would say is that as you guys learn and move forward, you'll learn things in science and you'll learn things at the university level that are going to make you question things. And really where I'm at on it is I think it's good to have faith in something, even if it's not necessarily God or an organized religion. Just the idea that there's something bigger than ourselves out there, I think that's worthwhile. And to have a good moral code is worthwhile as well. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Mr. C, do you believe in God?
That's a really good question, isn't it? I would tell all of you that I believe in a personal God that all people have. I don't believe in the one that I was kind of brought up to believe in with like a beard and a white robe and all that. But I do believe that there is some kind of spiritual energy that's out there. I don't have any proof for it. I don't think people have proof of it, or you wouldn't say that you need faith. Right, because that's ultimately believing in something without any evidence for it. But I am definitely very spiritual, and I do believe in heaven, and I do still, at 38, pray at night, because I believe that there is something else out there, and some all-powerful being that, some kind of divine artificer that designed this whole thing. Again, I just don't think of the God as the one that I envision, old white God, the white robe. Because as Montesquieu said, if triangles had gods, they would have three sides. But again, I'm definitely spiritual, and I still pray at night. So I guess at the end of the day, I would have to say, yes, I do believe in God.
Thank you. Ava Wilsey, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do believe in God. I was raised in a Christian household, and my mom was the preschool director at our church. So I grew up going to Sunday services every single Sunday, maybe even twice a Sunday if we had two services. We're around middle school time, I really started to get into the faith, and it stopped becoming like a chore that I had to do. It was something that I was excited for. And I really grew to love and know that I was loved by the God that created me and created everything that we know. Every day I do a devotional, I read my Bible, I pray a lot throughout the day, and when I get home from school.
Thank you.
Jack, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do believe in God.
Okay, describe your faith, if you're religious or...
I am a Catholic man.
Okay, do you go to church?
Yes.
Is it by choice, or do you really want to go?
I don't mind going to church. I like going to church.
Do you go every Sunday?
No.
How often would you go, you say?
Twice a month.
Do you pray?
I pray. I do.
How often?
Well, we start the day off every morning in homeroom doing the Our Father. And then maybe once before I go to bed. Before our big athletic games. Big tests.
Okay. Thank you. Miss Evans, what are your thoughts on God and your faith in general?
Okay. So I absolutely 100% believe in God, the God of who is the author of all history and creation. I believe that he created the world. I believe that he is among us each and every day. I believe in the Trinity, which is the triune God, which is the Father, the Son, and Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Spirit. I do believe that Jesus was and is the Son of God, and that he came and dwelt among us for a while. That I do believe in the resurrection, and I believe that he's sitting at the right hand of God now. And I believe that at a time of Pentecost in the early church, that the Holy Spirit, which kind of you can think of in terms of fire and wind, if you will, but I do believe that the Holy Spirit is present among us, and that God uses the Holy Spirit as a comforter. I do believe, again, in that God is omnipresent, and I also believe that God is omniscient. I believe that he is everywhere and that he knows and sees all things. I also believe that in the troubled world in which we live, that God is still ultimately victorious and in control. I also believe in life after death. And I also believe in the distinction between heaven and hell. And I do believe that my faith is enough that I look forward when the day comes to be in heaven with God.
And were you always a believer in God, or is that something that came about through a certain experience?
That's a great question. For me, I grew up in a family where God was spoken about, and we went to church, and I went to Sunday school. So I can't really remember a time where I wasn't aware of who God is. But I will say this, that for a lot of people, and even in myself, there are times when we can doubt and question. And I think that academics and teaching people to think critically, you know, causes sometimes for us to pause. So I would say that throughout my life, I've never been apart from God, but it takes a certain, sometimes a bit of an awakening, if you will, even in myself, to kind of find my way home again. But for me, there was no deliverance experience, I guess, which some people do absolutely have. But my testimony is one more of a lifelong relationship.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Austin Gentry, tell us about your religion and if you are religious.
I'm not religious.
Why?
I believe in science.
Okay, and did you grow up with religious parents or family, or no?
No.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on why you think science?
I've been to church once that wasn't with my family. Didn't feel anything.
Thank you for your time.
Riley Moyer, are you religious?
No.
And did you grow up in a religious family or with religious parents?
I did not.
Okay. Have you ever been to church?
I have.
When?
I've done like for Christmas and Easter with my grandparents a couple times when I was younger.
Okay.
Do you still celebrate those religious holidays today?
I don't necessarily. I do celebrate Christmas and Easter year-round thing.
Not at church though.
Not like shoving another people's faces. Do you ever wish you were?
I mean, I don't really mind it. Not some people really, really feel strongly about it, but I just
feel anything towards people who are super religious.
Feel however you want to feel.
Thank you.
Yeah.